LOL, we recorded this episode last night, right before, all these big trades. Make sure you listen to me talk about how the Clippers would never get rid of Chris Paul later in the episode. Anyway, whatever. Like, LOL, my takes are awesome still. Matt's stupid. Hey, keep pooping!
Have you ever been to a volcano? When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just won a fucking
wall! That's what you say, bro.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers. Welcome to Super Hoopers, an inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, as always, is my brother in basketball, John Hill. John, hello. Welcome.
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Dave Futernick has joined us. And Dave, I only got one thing to say to you.
Boy, you better stay in your lane.
Or what, LeVar?
Or the hunt is on, and you the prey. Oh, boy, you making me shoot.
Already the greatest wrestler of all time.
Greatest wrestler.
So that's going to be our show. It's mostly just playing LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball.
Oh, boy. Holy. You're making me so.
That is the greatest soundbite of all time. Yeah. He's the greatest. LeVar
He's
Ball.
He's the greatest.
If you didn't see it last night, we're recording this Tuesday. I don't know what the date is, but it's Tuesday. Last night was the 27th. Last night, LeVar Ball was on WWE Raw and just killed it.
Of course, always.
Always, yeah, always.
So good.
By the way, the internet has come around on LeVar Ball, and they're starting to like him.
Yeah, they're catching up to where we were.
Yeah, we've been here.
We're
day one friends.
Welcome to LeVar Island.
Yeah, we never hated on LeVar, ever.
That's right. Not a second.
Day one, we were there. We were standing out. So, LeVar, we always tweet at you on Twitter, so get at us, you know. We've been down for you. So, the NBA Awards, other thing that happened last night. Dave, you catch him?
I caught the highlights.
Are you even an NBA fan? You're on NBA.
I was at an actual basketball game playing in the semifinals.
Oh, okay. Dang. All right.
We lost. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You weren't balling enough?
No.
Maybe if you watched the NBA Awards, you know, you would have been a better fan of basketball.
Russell's speech.
you watched Russell's speech. Okay.
And that was all I really had to watch.
John?
I didn't watch much of it. Here's what happened, bro.
Qualified to host an NBA podcast.
They're just trying to force another award show down our throats, and it's like
It was also kind of weirdly produced. I liked it a little. Here's what happened. True story. We got to the Monty Williams part.
Right.
Oh, I did watch that too.
Mm. And that was really sad.
Yes.
And we were getting really emotional. And at the same time, the Bachelorette was starting. And so my wife was like, look, I can't be crying right now. And we need to watch Bachelorette. It was a good time to switch. And so we switched. We knew who was going to win.
I guess I'm the only fan here. I watched the whole thing. I thought it was well done. Like, I thought for the first time thing. And also, we do need another NBA. We need another award show, Dave. Come on. Why not? What's the downside? They're doing these awards anyways.
It's too many.
It's fun to have. Have Drake up there hosting. It was fun to have the TNT crew there commentating.
All right, fair enough.
And it was short. It was only 2 hours long.
I think everything about it was nice. The only problem, I just thought they were like sitting at tables. I thought that was kind of weird. Like when they get a reward, they just stand and wave.
There wasn't enough audience reaction shots. Like, we need to see the losers, you know?
Yeah,
first of all, everyone needs to be there. They should make it so you have to go. Like, if you're nominated, like, in your contract, you have to go.
Who was big no-shows?
Like, LeBron wasn't there.
Yeah, he ain't
Steph
gonna be
Curry,
there.
Kawhi. I mean, Kawhi may have been there, but, you know, no one knows.
He actually hosted.
Yeah.
He was the co-host. No one knew.
But, yeah, they need to make it so they're there, you know? Giannis, I don't think Giannis was there. Yeah, Giannis was in Greece.
Oh, really?
So they should do it in the contracts. Like, you have to go to the award show if you're
nominated.
Well,
then do it during the season.
They should. That's the change I would make. They need to put a week in between the regular season and the playoffs.
Yes.
And do it then. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NBA needs to be like a year-round sport, and that adds up.
Especially, there's so many Euro players now. Like, guys are overseas. Like,
exactly. It should be right after the regular season.
Clay is in China getting stuffed by the rim.
That's right.
Yeah, he got rejected hard. He got rejected hard.
The Cavs should have tried that in the finals. Put a rim on him.
any big upsets, surprises?
No, I mean, we knew it was going to happen with all the awards because they were, like, you know, all released ahead of time. So, yeah, like, they could do a better job with that, and putting it right after the regular season would fix it. So, I agree with that. I just thought I was surprised at how much I enjoyed the actual award ceremony. I thought it was, like, really cool to have the TNT guys up there kind of doing live commentary. I actually thought that worked.
Yeah,
so, it was, like, it was different.
I guess I saw more highlights than I thought. I saw the Bill Russell part, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
I saw some of that.
And it was a nice mix of, like, they had those emotional moments with Monty Williams and Bill Russell, and then also, like, funny stuff. Like, I thought Drake could have been better, but I thought he was fine.
Drake's good.
Yeah. I mean, he's always good.
Oh, the Drake, Will Ferrell thing?
Mm-hmm.
The handshake?
That was, yeah. You pretty much watched the whole show.
I saw a lot of it, too.
That's the thing. You catch it the next... I mean, they did a good job of making it so... all the stuff was shareable. Like, you guys ended up seeing all the best parts. So
Jimmy Fallon style.
Yeah.
That Jimmy Fallon comedy
the
style.
The famous. Let's see. Going back in time
further. Yeah, I like this back in time.
We start with the most important
start
stuff.
The breaking topic.
Little time hop topics.
LeVar is always first.
Hot topics, guys. we got to start with the hottest topics.
Let's start with the hottest topic. Here's a show that one-third of you watch.
Yeah, one-third of the podcast
hosts watch.
Yeah.
Oh, you so, guys didn't
hottest
see
topic start... sponsored by Hot Topic.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, shit. That's a good idea.
Are you a teenager without a personality? Go to Hot Topic.
Get a personality. Going on a cooler topic, cool topics, hot topics, cool topics. The NBA draft.
Yes.
John, you know, Dave and I watched it together.
I know. I had to work.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we owe Dave money because we did the little mock draft.
How much did we bet him?
I think, was it 10 or 20?
$10.
$10, okay.
I might actually have it right here.
All right, here we go.
Look at this.
Yeah, pay up.
Dave. Oh, here it is, folks.
Yeah. Crisp
cash.
Oh my God.
$10. Real hard cash.
Yeah, so we did the mock
draft.
Thank you, John. We did the mock draft where you pick, like, you try to predict it, and Dave killed us. Dave got 10 of the 30 right.
I wouldn't say I killed you. None of us did all that great.
Yeah, it was rough.
There's some surprises.
I was
surprised Monk was still there.
Oh my God.
Well, he's injured though now, so maybe the other teams they're scared about that.
I was amazed that the Hornets took him and not a white guy.
I know. They were.
Kennard was right there.
If
Monk had been taken.
Someone threw the body in front of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was trying to draft. I don't know. Actually, all the white guys were gone because Lowry was gone and Zach Collins was gone at that point.
Yeah. So I think Kennard was there and that guy Lydon was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the Pacers came in with a white guy.
That's true.
TJ Leaf.
TJ Leaf.
TJ Leaf. What a white guy name.
What a white guy.
So.
I got a hot take.
Go ahead.
I got a hot take.
Go ahead, John.
So,
bring it.
Day after the draft, I see everyone writing who won the draft. And I see everyone said that the Kings got an A in their draft.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Kings blew it.
Really?
Yeah.
Disagree.
I think they blew it. They had a chance. Okay, first pick, De'Aaron Fox, good pick.
Knew that was coming.
That was a good pick for them. If a guy wants to go to the Kings, sign him.
Sure.
I don't care who it is, sign him. You have the 10th pick, and then Malik Monk falls to on your lap.
Right.
Right? Now, this is one of the few guys that has the potential to be really, really good, in my opinion. You know, has the upside. Like, dude dropped, what, 37 in a game, broke the freshman record at
he can score.
Kentucky. And you have Malik Monk. You know this backcourt is going to work. For the first time, you
him
have
buddy
two
together.
Guys.
No, him and De'Aaron Fox.
Fox, right? So you know Monk is going to be in line. You know, I know you want to change the culture, but trading back and drafting how old is Justin Jackson? It's like 21, 22.
Yeah, I think he was a 4-year senior.
And he's not good. And
he's okay.
He's okay. He's a good high-character guy.
He's a high-character
guy. Oh, great. We have a whole league of high-character guys that aren't good at basketball. You could sign Jared Dudley. He's around. Pay him $7 million and you have him.
Yeah,
don't waste a top 10 pick on a guy that has no upside. And then you go and look, the only redemption is I like the idea of drafting Harry Giles as a risk, like at what did they have, the 20th pick?
Yeah, 20. They got 15 and 20 for
15 and 20. So at the 20th pick, Harry Giles is a great pick. And a lot of people wrote like, oh, look, what a great upside. But he's had 3 knee surgeries.
No,
risky pick. And Monk is not a risky pick.
Well, John, let me defend it, okay?
What is your defense?
I had heard, and I'm not sure where I heard this, so...
So you're probably making it up.
I'm probably making it up. I had heard they didn't want to play together. that Fox and Monk did not want to play together anymore.
No.
I heard that they had made it clear that they did not want to be drafted together. So I think
But how is that even... There was no team that had two picks besides the Kings.
The Kings. I think they had probably talked to Fox, and Fox didn't want to play with Monk anymore.
Did he, though?
That's what I heard. I don't know where I heard it. I remember hearing it going, oh, that makes sense.
No, I can't believe it.
I heard it somewhere.
If that's true, then that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But even if that's true, that's dumb. That's a horrible way to look at it.
I mean, maybe
because De'Aaron Fox might not be that good.
Maybe Monk fell for a reason. Maybe there are things we don't know.
No, it's just that they're bad teams.
Well,
like
I mean,
when the Knicks are picking Frankie Nicotine.
Whoa.
That's future All-Star. Second son of Dave Futernick.
Yeah, that's right.
Second European son.
Or Lauri Markkanen.
Right.
Like, Monk fell to your lap. I don't know. I think we're gonna look back.
He went as high as he did.
Lowry?
Markkanen.
Yeah.
That was a shocker.
I think it's Lowry. Is it Lowry or Lauri? I don't know.
Lauri?
Let's call him Lauri.
Let's say Lauri because there's already a Lowry.
Yeah, that's true.
Lauri
Markkanen. Should have gotten this league sooner.
And he looks like a little girl anyway.
Yeah. He seems like a Lauri. He seems more like a Lauri than a Lowry.
Yes.
Is he
Finnish?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows if he'll be good? Well, that whole Chicago trade was just
so bad. They had the worst night, obviously.
They need to take the team away from Reinsdorf. It's insane. Just to review, they traded Jimmy Butler for Zach LaVine, who's not good. I know people like him,
and Chris Dunn.
But the Wolves got better once he got injured.
Right,
the guy
right.
can't play defense, and you know.
Oh, he's not good. And he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And he relies on his athleticism, and he tore his ACL.
And he's got a little pinhead, man. Like, what's going on with that head, man? It looked like he got his head shrunk. Like, it's distractingly small.
Yeah.
So.
And real sources,
right.
say that Tom Thibodeau says he's the dumbest basketball player he's ever met.
Right. Not because he has a small head. We're not phrenologists, all right?
And remember, Tom Thibodeau's played with Derrick Rose.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the smartest guy. Basically, you know, you get... I think when you take the SAT for writing your name, you get 400. Derrick Rose got a 380 on the SAT. Okay, so that should tell you how sharp Derrick Rose is.
Ooh,
you forget to capitalize first or last.
I'm not joking. Like Derrick Rose's score on the SAT, I think is the lowest score you can get.
Oh my gosh, so bad.
So they get Zach LaVine, who's not good. Chris Dunn. Who had the worst rookie year ever, which wouldn't be a problem. You know, rookie point guards are often not good. But Chris Dunn is like 26.
Yeah,
so right, if anybody should be good.
Leaning on 28.
Yeah. And then what else did they get? Oh, and then our good friend Lauri. So,
Lauri, who at 7 foot averaged, what, like 3 rebounds a game?
Exactly.
Ugh.
So that's what you got for Jimmy Butler?
Oh, for Jimmy Butler.
And you had to give up the 16th
pick.
And they gave the 16th pick.
Which Tibbs immediately wasted on another center.
Yeah.
Someone needs to remind Tibbs that he already has like 4 centers on his team.
Yeah.
So, even though I love the trade for Minnesota, I'm definitely, shorting Minnesota stock. I'm definitely going under. On the
oh,
runners.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think.
Do. Well, they're probably going to. What do you think? It's going to be in Vegas, like 50 games,
whatever
40,
it is,
high 40s.
Whatever it is, I'm going under because Andrew Wiggins, I don't think he's good. He does only one thing, score. He can't do anything else.
Yeah, but he scores nice, though.
Tibbs plays Cat out of position. So.
Yeah, but Rubio, Cat, Butler together.
Well, they're going to trade Rubio probably to get some shooters.
You think so?
Also, as I've mentioned before, and I convinced you, we have audio proof of me convincing you, Tibbs is not a good coach. So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I just like him.
Of course, I love him too.
I like old crutchy.
I think the jury's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the Bulls are doing.
Here's what
he's kind of the Trump handshake of coaches. Like it made a lot more sense like in the 80s.
Okay.
He's old school. I'm trying to say he's old school.
I don't quite get that metaphor, but I believe it.
Yeah.
Maybe I think the cocaine of coaches is better. It made a lot more sense in the 80s before we knew a lot more about science.
No. The cocaine of coaches the Utah Jazz.
That's right.
He arrived at that.
Quinn Snyder. Let me tell everyone how they made Quinn Snyder, okay? They took a human mold. God took a human mold and he just filled it with cocaine. And he baked at 360. Pulled it out the oven.
Product in it.
there's Quinn Snyder.
Yeah. He sprinkled a couple dead hookers on the top.
Yeah.
Slapped them in a shady motel.
He put a dead hookers wig on him and stuck a bunch of hair gel in it and then sprayed it down with Axe body spray. And that's Quinn Snyder.
And that's Quinn Snyder.
Okay. So sorry. Sorry, you're right. You're right.
So back to the draft.
You're right. Quinn Snyder is the Cocaine Coaches, not Tibbs.
Yeah.
I need to do an appeal to our former president, Barack Obama. Obama, where you at, man? You got to buy the Bulls. Come on. Chicago. You already saved America until someone else ruined
it. He's busy whitewater rafting and windsurfing.
Yeah. Come on.
Him and Branson. That's what he needs to do.
Barry O.
He needs to get Richard Branson high and buy the team.
Yeah, you and Branson need to hatch a plan and buy those Bulls, man.
Get the Bulls.
You know Reinsdorf doesn't care about the team. Just buy it from him. Seriously. John, I have my last draft. Oh, I have two more draft takes, okay?
You got two more takes.
Much to the chagrin of you two, the Lakers took Lonzo Ball. And I said that if the Lakers didn't take Lonzo Ball, I would eat balls. All right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to double down.
You're going to double down.
This is how much faith I have in Lonzo Ball.
Where are we going with this?
I'm the hugest. Okay, look, I'm a bigger LeVar Ball fan than Lonzo fan, but I'm a huge Lonzo fan. Lonzo's going to win Rookie of the Year. If Lonzo doesn't win Rookie of the Year, I'm eating balls.
Right? I'll give you that.
My one caveat is he has to be healthy. Like, he has to play.
Okay. Minus injury.
Embiid situation.
Minus injury. Right.
As long as he's healthy. Oh, and I got a good look at Lonzo shirtless, and he looks built. I think he might make it. Yeah. I saw some Snapchat. I saw LeVar shirtless too. But I saw some Snapchat of Lonzo rapping. He's a decent rapper. So, and he took his shirt off in it.
He's okay. I've heard him rap.
I mean, for an NBA star.
That's true. That's true.
He's trying to take Drake's place. When Drake can't make it places.
Yeah. So when you lose this bet,
right?
Balls. Can you eat the balls while wearing a Ben Simmons jersey?
Oh, you think
because Ben Simmons is going to win Rookie of the Year?
Nah.
All right, just checking.
Oh, you know what? I heard this conspiracy theory, and I was very angry. It wasn't my conspiracy theory because it's a great one. All this stuff about the Lakers maybe not taking Lonzo.
Yeah.
Someone had said that maybe it was a Nike thing.
I've been saying that.
You know Nike runs the league.
Right.
And, you know, basically what Lonzo's doing is a giant middle finger to Nike.
Right.
And it's like a big, it's like a serious middle finger, like could ruin their brand if other players do this, right?
Yeah.
So Nike, what I heard, you know, this guy was saying that Nike is basically doing everything they can to ruin Lonzo.
Check my tweets. I've been tweeting about that. Whole, like, when they were saying the conspiracy thing, like, was the Lakers going to get the first pick? And I was like, no way. Nike would never let that happen. They gotta crush him at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I did.
So Ben Simmons is a Nike guy, so I could see Nike rigging it for Simmons. I actually didn't think this through.
Right. What I did hear, actual sources, real sources.
John dropping all sorts of anonymous sources. He went from no sources to a million sources in 2 weeks.
Got a lot of sources. That a lot of the out of shape thing and all that was actually just to kind of put LeVar down, to kind of humble him and then keep him down. Also to keep the Celtics possibly away.
So I was right. I said that. And you said, oh, that's insane, man. Okay, all right. Well,
you are insane. But I always thought that too because think about this. By saying Lonzo is out of shape, that is a direct shot at his dad, who's a trainer.
Right.
So when you say Lonzo's out of shape, what you're really telling LeVar is you're not good at your job. And if you notice, LeVar didn't say anything. He's been very, very quiet till the draft. Now he's a star on WWE.
Right. That's my thing about LeVar is like he with the things that actually matter, he stays in his lane. To quote the great LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to he doesn't actually mess things up for Lonzo at all.
No.
You know?
No. Yeah. If anything, he's.
So he's always very respectful to Magic, always very respectful to Lakers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Second take, Markelle Fultz. Definite bust. Confirmed.
Whoa.
Incoming. That's a bust.
Big ball of bust. Big ball of bust brand.
Big ball of bust brand, Markelle Fultz. John, did you see his Instagram post?
Which one?
Where he said it was an Instagram post with a watch, and it was like, I'm very happy to be drafted.
Oh, that was so good.
By insert team name here. Yep. Like he had clearly just copied and pasted what they sent him.
Yep.
So it was like, I'm happy to be drafted, insert team name here. So happy to be going to insert city here.
Yeah. So great.
So he clearly just I'm sorry. You know, like maybe he's new to social media, new to being like having these brands. How dumb do you have to be to make that mistake?
I mean, whatever.
John, defend your boy.
Hey, how often do you copy and paste on the court?
What do you mean, copy and paste?
You don't copy and paste in court. You run a pick and roll and you dunk on people.
I'm talking about intelligence, man. He's a point guard. You need to have that foresight. You need to know.
Ben Simmons is the point guard. He's just
He's what? What's he there for then, Markel
Fultz? You know, just dunking, spin moves,
the other
looking
point
smooth.
Guard. He's the backup point guard.
Whatever. LeBron James can't spell. LeBron James has never spelled one word correct in any of his posts.
Whoa, shots
look it
fired.
Up. Look it up right now. Go ahead, look it up.
That's because he pays people to do his
Hold
posts.
Hold on. Okay, John.
Watch.
Okay, John.
Go to LeBron's Twitter or his Instagram. He doesn't spell at all.
Nobody can
spell. He didn't go to college.
Nobody can spell anymore. John,
Exactly. So take back what you said about Fultz.
I'm not talking about spelling. I can't spell. Okay?
Fultz doesn't
I'm LeBron James of spelling, all right?
Okay.
But I'm just saying, Fultz, like, what are you doing, man? You can't figure out what this thing is. Like, you can't figure out. You got to put this city's name in. Like,
or maybe I'm he's a just hilarious. About him. Maybe he's hilarious.
Maybe he's just. Let me tell you. Based on his interviews, I don't think he has a very developed sense of humor.
No.
Also, he wanted to go to Philly because of the Chick-fil-A.
I wanted to talk about that. How amazing is that?
I'm worried about his diet, man. I'm worried about his diet. I'm worried about his
fine.
Diet
he's
and exercise.
Kid. He'll be fine. He's
Look, I've seen my point guard Lonzo Ball shirtless, and I like what I see. John, have you seen your point guard shirtless?
Yeah, he's ripped. Who? Actually, both Ben Simmons and Fultz.
We saw the Ben Simmons.
Did you see the Fultz photo? Go on.
I didn't see the Fultz photo, but I saw Ben Simmons working out, and he had a little flab, John.
I was gonna. No, he didn't.
He had a little bit. There's a little bit of flab.
No, he did.
Wasn't as defined as. We're talking a lot about bodies on this episode.
No, you know why? Because
Super Hooper's.
I'll tell you why. Because he posted a photo of the Super Hooper's body issue. Ben Simmons posted a photo, and me and my wife looked at it, and we were like, "Damn, that dude's ripped." That guy, he's super.
All right, which NBA player's shirtless body do you want me to Google, John? Was it Fultz or Simmons?
Both. Here's the thing. When you told me you had a hot take about Fultz being a bust, I thought you were going to talk about his tattoos.
Oh, I
because
didn't see
his tattoos that part kind of worries me.
Well,
I'm not
telling
you.
Some examples
of
his tattoos.
I'm telling you, the guy.
Bring it up.
The guy cannot make good decisions, all right?
Mm.
So what is tattoos, John? Tell us.
Oh, they're just not great. I think there's a MLK quote, which is nice, but like it's just a weird, like, just take a look. It's just not the best. I think he did a bit on the what is it, the Undefeated? Not the Undefeated. Players Tribune.
Oh, Players Tribune.
Go to that.
On his tattoos?
No, but he's shirtless on that.
This is fantastic podcasting, by the way. Just me Googling shirtless players.
Yeah. Well, if
we go back to the days
to be fair,
we
if people were here, they would see your boner.
slightly more interesting for people.
For a true interactive experience, you can be Googling the same thing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, if you really want the experience, just put half a pack of certs in your pocket.
I'm too busy Googling
just taking L's
because I can't
you're distracted
type.
By all these muscles.
I'm the LeBron James of I'm the spelling LeBron James of typing because I'm
so slow.
I never learned how to type. His tattoos look fine to me.
I don't know. I don't like the ones on the abs. That's kind of weird.
It's got some sort of script over it. It's like he has faux on his tattoo down the middle.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
But the body fat, I'd say the body fat, judging on this picture, I'd say 7%. from the Lonzo picture, I'd say he's down at around 4.
Let me see the Lonzo photo. And then let's see Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons ripped.
Okay, all right. You're doing this to me because you know I'm editing this episode. You're torturing
me. Don't edit any of this. This is just real life. I know my players' bodies.
Don't cut any of this out.
Lonzo don't even look ripped. Look at his arms. Soft as hell.
There's none of this is coming up.
That's what, because he has to wear sleeves.
LaMelo. Oh,
that's fine.
That's him right there. Look, he don't even.
No,
look
he's
that.
More ripped. He's more.
Oh,
ripped than the
see,
Snapchat. He's more ripped
this
than
is,
the Snapchat.
This is fake news. There's a all photo.
Right, all right.
Of him shirtless, and Matt isn't using that one.
My point is, I'm kidding. Markel Fultz, I'm sure he'll be fine, but I was concerned when I saw the Instagram post, John.
Look, a lot of concerns.
Okay.
A lot of concerns.
All right.
Did you guys think of any, depending on the placement of the team, did your opinion of a player change? Like for me, I know you've been really down on Dennis Smith Jr.
Mm, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I got to say that because I had that take that he's going to be a bust. I should have caveated.
He went to the right team.
He went to the right team. So I think his bust potential has gone down because.
I feel the same exact
way. Yeah, because I thought he could have been a bust, but on the Mavericks.
I think that's his best shot of being good.
So yeah. I want to be clear. I said Lonzo Ball was definitely going to be a superstar and Dennis Smith was going to be a bust. All right. Two caveats. The Mavericks might change that about Dennis Smith.
Yep.
And Nike might completely undermine Lonzo Ball. So if I'm wrong, it's just because of the Mavericks and Nike. Okay. So
fair enough. Right. I feel the same way with Malik Monk. All right. I was very high on him. I think it's Charlotte. I don't trust Charlotte organization. Anyone who willingly trades for Dwight Howard, sorry, down. I'm down on Monk. I feel bad.
They saved money on that deal. They actually got rid of a worse contract. It was actually still a good trade for them. Okay.
Still feel bad.
Yeah, I don't mind the Hornets. Like, I don't mind the Hornets for Malik.
Here's the thing. Playing with Kemba, and Kemba needs his shots.
Yeah, but he's also playing behind Gilchrist.
Is injury prone, though.
Yeah. That's true. But Monk's already hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of... Now, a couple of people have told me that they think that he fits in that system really well. I obviously don't watch any...
They shoot a ton of threes. I mean...
Yeah, I obviously don't watch any Charlotte, because why would I?
Great uniforms, though.
Well, that's true. I'm mostly into dudes without uniforms.
That's right. That's right.
If you remember from earlier in the pod.
Call me when there's a shirtless team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Call me when they're playing skins.
Call me when there's God's uniform team. Okay.
Just head to San Quentin.
All right. So what about free agency? You guys got any free agency takes?
Well, I want to talk about Dave and the Knicks.
You want to talk about Frankie Nicotine?
What's there to talk about?
Nobody knows anything about him. He's a mysterious Frenchman.
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly think everybody's going to flip out when Dennis Smith Jr. works out in Dallas, but it would have been a disaster in New York. It's already a PR nightmare. I think throwing him into a already messy situation in a huge, like, the New York media would have, like, killed him.
Yeah.
I like the European core now. I think it might work. It might work.
You got Silly Willie.
You got Silly Willie.
Chris Stapps.
You got Kuz.
The Kuz. Yep. And you got Frankie Nicotine. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
I like it. Apparently now Melo has said that he's willing to be bought out.
Nice. I saw that. News.
Get him out. Get him out of there.
Phil will find a way to keep him there. To make him suffer for no reason. Like, he likes to just make the players suffer, which
God, I
think is like pretty... That's a good president, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good team president.
Phil's
making sure your players are all upset.
Whoever voted for Gar Pax for executive of the year, they're going to vote for Phil next year for executive of the year. So that's in the bag.
The biggest relief in the draft was obviously that the Celtics took their pick, because then all the Knicks fans could breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Once they took Tatum, it was like, okay, we're not trading KP tonight.
Oh, because
for Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder,
and Marcus Smart, and a future first rounder,
but definitely not Jalen Brown. We could never move Jalen Brown for Chris Stapps.
Like, that came out where Danny Ainge was like, when someone asked for Jalen Brown, I hang up the phone.
It's just echoing the Celtics fans.
Oh, and then Danny Ainge said that what Minnesota gave up for Jimmy Butler was too much. Minnesota gave up nothing. They gave
literally
up
nothing.
Two garbage players, and they basically traded picks with the Bulls. It was nothing. It was nothing, Danny.
I know. He's the worst.
Also, come on, man. Yeah. You're like 50 years old. Can you just go by Dan? Who's still Danny? You dropped the Y at some point.
I mean, Kenny Smith isn't Ken.
Yeah, but
Kenny.
But he's cool. He's cool.
Kenny's
better. There's different rules for black guys.
Yeah. You can be like Rodney if you're a black guy, but you can't
exactly.
be... No, sure. White Rodney.
Yeah, exactly.
You can be
exactly.
Rob.
Yeah, you can't be Rod.
Hey, what's up, Rod?
If you're white and over 50 and your name ends with a Y, you're a loser. Sorry.
Ooh.
Sorry, Danny.
Ooh.
Sorry, Danny. Make some changes. All right. Free agency. You guys got any free agency takes? Any guy you want to see change teams? I would love to see Gordon Hayward change teams.
Oh, well, he already wants to go to Celtics.
I hope
for his old coach.
Or to Miami. Just to, you know, it's just always fun to see Utah sad.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
Man, that team like started and ended so fast.
I don't think they ever started. I think it felt like
they were getting there.
John's opinion on them was like, this is the team that basketball internet loves. That was never actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's true.
True. Everybody was like way too high on them. But like they have a lot of talent on that team. They were also beat up last year.
They've always been beat up though.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be nice is when he leaves, then NBA Twitter's new favorite team that isn't that good. The Denver Nuggets.
It's true, yeah.
John, you shut your mouth.
Yep, there it
I'm
is.
I'm on the Denver Nuggets, man. I'm all
get
about
get all
Nuggets.
On it because you're an NBA
hipster.
Let me tell
you, I'm going over on them on the wins. If I can, I'm going to Vegas. Dave and I are going to Vegas to summer league. If you see two men just following LeVar Ball around, plying him with white Russians, because we know LeVar loves white Russians.
Two white guys walking around going, you make me so...
You joke. You know what I'm going to do for summer league, though?
What are you going to do?
I'm making a bootleg Big Baller Brand shirt, and I'm making bootleg Lonzo's, too, the Zotus. I'm going to be all zoned out for the, because I'm going to both Laker games.
All zoned out.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Sorry. Any other free agency? Let's see. Chris Paul.
We got Chris Paul, Kevin Love.
Kevin Durant definitely leaving the Warriors.
Yeah.
John, can you check with your sources?
I'm going to check my sources.
Dave, you listened to the pod last week. John's sources are all the NBA players' kids. Can you check with Riley Curry to see?
Yeah.
It's great. That's a great sketch. Like, you know, pulling up in like one of those like white vans and just to an NBA player's kids. Hey, don't worry. It's nothing creepy. I just need information about your father. I'm not gonna do anything bad. I just need to know some stuff about your father. Here's some candy.
Or you just like make friends with like the ice cream man.
Right, the ice cream man in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Okay. Either way.
I mean, it's unavoidably creepy, but
yeah. But hey, that's what you got to do to get the sources. You got to get the info. It's a tough business. On this, you know, sports reporter, NBA reporter streets. You know, get at me, Doug. We do get at me, Doug.
Yeah, enough of that basketball talk.
This week, John suggested we do Kevin Durant. Oh, this, by the way, we tweet an NBA player, score points, and they respond. You suggested Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant can't put down the Twitter.
He can't put the Twitter down.
Can't put it away. Nope. Can't stop feeding the trolls.
Won a ring, and now he's just decided to be us.
Yeah.
What a world.
People are literally tweeting at him, like correcting his grammar, and he's responding to them.
Like he must have made a rule, like, you know what? No more Twitter until I win that chip. And then he did. Right. And the first thing he did was like, give me that phone. Log back in.
I'm going to reward myself.
He probably forgot, had to hit forget password. He had to get emailed.
I'm really worried. Like, it just makes me not want to be rich. Like, is this the reason.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but like, isn't there fun stuff to buy? Is there nothing fun to buy when you're that rich? Like, I would just buy stuff. Buy a jet ski.
He's bought it all.
I'd go places. That's what I'm saying. I'd eat at nice restaurants. Like,
he's obviously, his ego is very fragile. And he doesn't like people with 10 followers telling him that he sucks.
It's wild, man.
If I was rich like him, the only thing I would use my phone for is DMing Instagram models.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
It's okay when you're doing it, but not when KP's doing it.
I would be DMing. I wouldn't be out in public getting slam dunked.
There's no difference. There's no difference, John.
Some model.
Catcalling, right?
John, this is a woke podcast. We don't call it DMing. We call it cyber catcalling. Okay. We call it what it is.
Yeah.
CCing.
Okay. All right. So what did you do? I'll just say what I tweeted at Kevin Durant. I said, I will always hate you for the decision you made. ... to keep your goatee. You look like a malnourished wizard. # shave it off. # dub nation.
Headlines.
Oh, that was good.
That was good. What do you got? All right.
Yep.
Okay. I saw that he had tweeted out a congrats to Russell Westbrook. Right? So I wanted to throw that back his way. I was trying to go
cupcake.
Hard. Yeah.
Cupcake.
At Where's KD, your pride, dude?
KD Trey 5. Okay. KD, a snake. He never publicly said congrats to Russell Westbrook, who was his best man at his wedding. Wow. # backstab. # where the documents.
Ooh. Wait, so he did or did not
he
tweet?
He did.
And then you say he didn't.
Yeah, so I was hoping he would say, bro, check it. I did.
Correct.
Plus, he wasn't the best man at my wedding. I'm not even married. See?
Because you saw that he was correcting everybody.
Yep.
Nice. Smart, John.
Nice.
Always thinking. Dave,
what do you got? Seriously, hold on. Can we just talk about how him tweeting congrats at Russ? Come on, man.
No, it was in like a Facebook post about the award show. And he thanked everyone.
Okay.
But Russ was in it.
All right.
But
did you see that pic that was making the rounds from when KD won it? And Russ is like sitting behind him, and like it's framed so that like the trophy is like right by his face, and he just looks. He's looking at the trophy like that's mine.
So, yep.
He's staring at it like Harden was staring at Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Like, I went a little different route. I said, "Yo, fam, now that the season is over, I gotta ask, who is your favorite Kevin other than yourself, of course? # Kevin Tevin." And then I did a pic collage of. So many different Kevins. Kevin Hart, Kevin Klein, Kevin James, Kevin Nealon, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Bacon,
Kevin Spacey, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Dillon, and of course, Kevin McAllister
from Home Alone.
Oh, wow.
Who's your favorite Kevin of those Kevins, Dave?
Oh, McAllister. Come on.
Oh, no. Come on. It's got to be Harder Nealon, I'd say. Anybody get a response?
Nope.
All right. No. We weren't trolly enough, apparently.
I guess not. Well, I knew I probably didn't have a good chance because it was too weird and positive. Yeah. I was going to attack him, and then I was like...
See, I usually don't attack them, but I was like, well, for this one, you got to attack
you
him.
You kind of have to go at him.
It's kind of on brand.
Yeah.
Not too late. I feel like John might still get a response.
It's not too late. Yeah. It could still happen.
Yeah. Maybe his reps have taken his phone away from him. Who knows? Headlines, guys? You guys want to see headlines? All right. So I don't know if you saw this, but Phil Jackson, he fell in and out of sleep at a workout. I don't know if you saw that workout for one of the prospects. Now, this may seem bad, but Coach Hornacek said this was great for the team. You see, when he's asleep, we don't have to run the triangle.
Headlines!
Hornacek, this is just in, they just announced the signing of a new European player. It's Andres Ambien.
Headlines! It's good.
All right.
It's eating up, folks.
I don't know if you saw this, but reports are that Kyrie wants out of Cleveland if LeBron leaves.
Yep.
When asked why, Kyrie said, "It's Cleveland. Literally, the only good thing about Cleveland is LeBron James."
Oh, headlines.
Poop is food here, people. the Knicks are afraid that Kristaps' rebellious ways are hurting their image. This is like worrying about a scratch on a dumpster filled with Nickelback and cholera.
Headline.
Because, you know, the Knicks, they're already in a bad situation.
It's a bad situation.
I know.
Why are they worried about? Yeah, they're the dumpster. Okay.
Yeah, and all right. Nickelback. Woo, not good.
Ooh, next joke.
Jordan Clarkson has removed all reference to the Lakers on social media.
Oh, wow. I didn't
so,
know that.
Yeah, this is true. That's true. So it looks like he's done playing for the Lakers offense. He stopped playing defense for them years ago.
Headlines.
Marquese Chris... 538 ran the numbers, and Marquese Chris missed 26 dunks this year. He shot 80% on dunks. When reached for comment, the Social Security Administration said, "His legal name is Marquese Chris, but it should be Marquise Miss."
Headlines.
You don't like that one?
That was all right.
You don't like the social?
It was kind of like one of the 20 dunks that Marquese Chris missed.
you made like a wincing face, like, "Ooh, this one's about to be good."
Yeah, yeah. You really sold it. Like, all right, here we go. This will be as good as the first two.
Well, that was yeah. It was the headlines went downhill that time.
Yeah,
I don't
really,
know what happened.
Really top loaded.
I think I was sober when I started it. It was about three beers deep by the end, huh?
Yeah.
Guerrilla marketing? I hear we have some guerrilla marketing
ideas. I got some guerrilla marketing ideas. Nice. Let me bring up my notes. One is, you know, you can go on Amazon Prime and you can publish a book.
Right.
We should write a book called NBA Hot Takes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And mostly blank pages. Maybe put a couple tweets. That way we can say, "I wrote the book on NBA Hot Takes."
That's good. That's right? Good. That's good.
That's pretty good. That's good. Nice. That's a Torres trick. Aaron Torres. Shout out to Aaron Torres. He literally wrote the book about Kentucky basketball 1 year. So he always says, "I wrote the book."
Well, but is it have to be NBA Hot Takes? Can we think of something else that
we can think of?
Like, I don't know. We wrote the book on like NBA podcasting or something, or like.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Like, so I don't know. So
NBA, we think of, nice bods.
Nice bods. We wrote. Trust me, I know a nice bod when I see it. I wrote the book on shirtless 18-year-old millionaires.
Right. We got to think of what the best thing to say. I wrote the book on this.
Yeah.
We have to figure out what that is, and then
that's good.
And then we'll write the book on it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We'll figure that. That's done.
Yeah.
And what else I got? Memes.
Mm-hmm.
We could
write the book on memes.
Write the book on memes.
You've got my attention.
So shout out to Kyle Newback of Liberty Ballers. Someone, he was interviewing someone, maybe it was, I don't know who it was, but it was a media scrum and he was there and he gave a really funny look. Like someone caught a photo and he looked kind of funny in it and then they made a meme out of it.
Right.
Right? What we need to do is be wearing our wash brand or one of our shirts and then pose for something funny. And then it can be a meme, like, we'll make a funny face.
Where did we do this one?
Yeah, we never did it, though.
Our idea was to go in and Photoshop, wash stuff into existing memes.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what we did last time. That's when you brought up this idea.
No,
three episodes ago.
This one, though, you know, it's like really, like, maybe it's like, you know, like, gifts or whatever, but it's just like kind of like, you know, when you see Lonzo shirtless for the first time and it's a funny face, like, cool!
Right.
Things like that.
We're like making, we're making our own memes.
We're making our own. Hopefully they spread, and then people will always be like, where'd they get that shirt? Where'd they get that hat?
That's the shirt from the meme.
Yep. And then they want to buy it. All right. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Okay, here's what we do. You know, you always see like PR releases, right? Like the first billionaire rapper, right? The first billionaire whatever, right? Here's what we do. Has there ever been a podcast that signed $1 million deal?
No. Well, probably under the table, but I don't know.
But it's never been announced.
Right.
So we get our network to sign us to $1 million deal.
Okay.
So that we can put a press release out that says, Super Hooper signed to Almighty Ballers Network for $1 million deal. The first $1 million acquisition in the history of
podcast. And they can like
rip
up the contract immediately, and you don't have to include that.
Exactly. No, they don't have to rip it up. But it'll be $1 million paid over a million years.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Right. So we can still say it because it's true.
Right.
You know, like right. LeBron got what, like $1 billion deal or like 100, Nike. You know.
Yeah, but it's a lifetime deal.
But it's a lifetime. It's over. So it's really not as much as we think.
Right.
That's what we do. We get $1 million deal to sign to a network, this network. It's over 1 million years and they can terminate it whenever.
We can ask our podcast guy about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
But then the PR release, Super Hooper signed. First one.
Yeah.
$1 million deal.
Bam. That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. We just need someone to, I don't know if our
we need someone in PR.
We don't know if someone, no, we'll just send out a press release.
We'll send out the press release.
Yeah. See if anybody picks it up.
Yeah.
But the, right. But, do you think he would go along with that? Our leader, Chris Axman?
Yeah. Chris, what do you think?
Chris. All right. If you're listening to this, well, I'm sure you're not, but if you are, actually, that'll be the test.
If he gets at us.
Yeah. If he gets at us, we'll do it. If not, we'll write the book on signing $1 million deals.
Yeah. But yeah. So then that's it. Then we take a photo of us signing a contract.
I like that.
We're shaking hands.
We need to We need to figure out how to do the press release thing because it seems like something you do.
We can do that.
You send to people.
Yeah, yeah. You send.
You know
it
how
out.
To do it. Okay.
Yeah, we can figure that out. That part's easy.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
So what do you think?
I think we do the book for now.
Okay.
But if Chris Axman listens to this and gets at us for the $1 million deal,
deal. Okay.
Yeah. So it's $1 a year for 1 million years.
For 1 million years.
And either of us can exit the contract at either
at any time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Actually, I don't think we ever signed our contract for the podcasting network, so maybe just switch it up. Chris. Maybe just add that.
Be the first contract.
Add that to
the
contract.
Good because then we're not officially signed, so we're not lying.
Right, exactly.
We are
holding out for $1 million.
Yeah, we're holding out for $1 million, and we did it.
Yeah.
Because
congrats to us.
Congrats to us.
All right, shout-outs and beefs. Just lean back.
Whoa, lean back. Lil Lean.
Shout out to myself for making that Hinky video game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
It was great.
Thank you. It's called Hinky's Revenge. You can play it only on PC, only on desktop. Can't play it on mobile. That's just how it is. That's just how games are made.
I was actually going to shout you out for that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you did a really, really great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Past the Philly people were into it.
Yeah. I also, for those who don't know, I wrote a lot of those jokes.
Right.
I wanted to shout myself out for that.
Mm,
And immediately when the game came out and I played it, I definitely went through my emails to see what suggestions I gave you and see which ones made it in.
So which ones made it in?
A lot of the ones that Liberty Ballers highlighted.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so which of the ones made it in?
The John reference.
John reference.
I think you made it John sold here,
right?
Which is good.
Yeah.
And
I knew that must have been from you because it's such a Philly thing.
It's such a Philly thing.
It's true. I had no idea what it was. And I was like, okay.
And then Collars Monthly.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, good. Obviously, once again, saving Matt's career.
It's true.
But shout out to you. That really was a great
I was, but I wasn't really shouting myself out. I was going to shout out, this is rare shout out to Bill Simmons.
Whoa.
Mentioned the game on his podcast.
Did he? Really?
Yeah. And I'm beefing.
Uh-oh.
Hard burrito beef. With the rights of Ricky Sanchez, who did not mention it. They didn't say the name. They didn't talk about the game.
They never talked about it at all?
Talked about it at all. Wow.
Damn, dude.
Beefing with the Ricky then.
Yeah, hella beefing with Ricky.
Yeah, actually, that is one of the beefs I have this week.
Okay.
I'm beefing with my boy, Mike Levin.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend, good buddy. Love the guy.
From the rights of Ricky Sanchez.
Yeah.
And the grinder.
And the grinder, yeah. Yeah, shout out to the writer of your great acting.
My so tight episode of The Grinder so that
that
lasted
canceled?
One season.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, we just traded up for Markelle Fultz, and this dude spends the whole podcast complaining about selling a 39th pick and like a 40th pick. Like, buddy, just enjoy the moment.
We forgot to mention that when we're talking about the Bulls, they sold the pick to the Warriors.
Yeah, they sold the pick, yeah.
Wow.
The guy that everyone liked. Everyone's like, ooh, Jordan Bell, what a good pick.
I was hoping the Lakers got him with the 27th pick.
Yeah,
The Warriors just get him for nothing.
Yeah.
Oy.
So that was my beef. Like, just enjoy Fultz. Who cares? It's a second-round pick. We had 13 of them this year. Another 28 next year. Like, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm beefing with all the NBA writers who shame the other NBA writers' votes. You know, like the votes come out and they're always like, this guy voted for. So, I mean, there were some bad votes, but I always hate it because it's like, it's so clear why they're mad. Here, the subtext of all that shaming is, this guy has a vote and I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
You notice it's always the guys with no votes who are really mad about it.
Yeah.
But the guys with the votes are like, yeah, whatever. But that's just, you know.
Yeah, I was like, I don't get a vote, but if I had...
Right, I would not. I'd be better than this guy.
Yeah, well, your bum ass don't deserve one.
Right.
Sorry, bro.
Shout out to the Clippers.
Whoa.
They signed Jerry West. Whoa. We didn't talk about it last week.
Yeah.
I think I might have to be a Clipper fan.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm leaning to the Clippers. You know, I love Jerry West. I want to see what their offseason is, but I might become a Clippers fan.
Wow.
Putting that out there. This summer, I'll figure out what team I'm going to be a fan of. Could be the Clippers.
I got to say, I was shocked.
What do you mean? Why were you shocked?
That he'd want to come to the Clippers.
But I think he's, like you said, he likes the process of building the team. And it's like
the
Warriors are built. Like,
right.
There's really nothing for him to do for the next, you know, 5 years or so.
For the Clippers?
No, for the Warriors.
Oh, I guess just like coming back to L.A., not affiliated with the Lakers.
Well, I also think it's like a way to like put it in the Lakers' face.
Yeah.
He wanted to come back to the Lakers, and the Lakers didn't want him, basically.
Right,
the Lakers
weren't
going to sign him.
Right.
So I think it's like, he wants to come back to L.A. He wants to build this Clippers team.
Guys.
And throw it in their face. The guy's
obviously proven.
Yeah, he's the best executive there is.
I think it'll be interesting to see what he does.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting offseason. Like, what's he going to do with this Blake and CP3 contracts?
Yeah.
Is he going to try to get them for less? Is he going to give them what they want?
He was already shopping DeAndre around, apparently.
Right. Yeah. I think my guess is he's probably going to do a full rebuild. I think he probably sees.
I think he should.
I think he sees this team's not really.
Well, and hello, Warriors. Like,
exactly.
Sell it off.
So my bet is that he's probably going to try to get those guys to sign for cheaper. And if they don't, he's just going to. All right. I'm Jerry West. I'll be able to draft like magic with the, you know, whatever pick I get. So.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible though, because they have a new stadium coming in. I don't think they're
that's
in it
true.
For the rebuild. Steve Ballmer's not going to buy a team for $1 billion and then spend 4 years.
No, but Ballmer's smart though.
Yeah, Ballmer's smart. I think Jerry West could be like, look, I built all these good teams. This is how we have to do it. And he's like, all right, you're Jerry West. Also, I'm like super, super rich, so I don't really care about losing money for a while.
I don't know. Listening to him on Simmons' podcast, I think he wants to win.
Yeah,
and I think he's fine bringing that team back.
You can't just come out and say, like, we're going to suck.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But to do a full rebuild, like, you need to really tear the team.
I'm saying,
you have to get rid of all three stars.
Right.
No, I'm saying he's – Jerry West, I think he's going to try to re-sign the stars, but maybe not for long deals, maybe not for the full max.
But then you're not rebuilding.
Well, if they don't sign, then you have to rebuild. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think they're going to pay him – at least one of those guys. I mean,
they
you
might,
have DeAndre.
Yeah, maybe one of them. Yeah.
My prediction is this. Blake goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
CP3 gets close to the max, but he doesn't have a no-trade clause. And so that way, Jerry West can move him if he needs to.
And then, I think it's going to be hard for Chris Paul to turn down the fifth year, and I think he'll sign.
That's what I'm saying. They'd give him 5 years, maybe a little less money, and also there's no trade clause.
Yeah, but that's not a rebuild.
I mean,
it's a half build.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're not going to rebuild.
No, I said if they didn't sign the stars, they would rebuild. John,
but they're going to sign the stars.
You weren't paying attention. Now you're putting up a straw man or something.
No, I said
if they didn't sign, if the stars don't come back, they're going to do a rebuild.
Well,
Jesus, just admit you were looking at your phone.
If LeBron,
we all saw you looking at your phone.
If LeBron switches and plays football, then the Cavs will trade Kyrie. No,
yes,
it's not going to happen.
Except this scenario is slightly more likely.
If that happens, dude, the Cavs are in trouble.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Living in a false premise.
Seriously, they're
not
in trouble.
I got a shout out to a little lurker boy, our friend Brad Clapper. I found out he's a fan of the pod.
Is he really?
Yeah. He came to Mike Carnell's birthday and was telling me all about it. And I was like, what do you mean?
He's never
like,
talked to me once about
it. He's a lurker boy. That's what he said. He's like, damn. You know me, I'm lurking. I don't know. That's not really his voice. His voice is actually a lot deeper than that.
Yeah. It's deep and kind of soft.
Like, yeah. You know me. Like lurking.
Shout out to Brad Clapper.
Yeah, well, love Brad. I was so happy to find out that he was a listener.
Yeah, great guy.
I can't wait to edit this content out.
No. Come on now.
Yeah. I always edit anything that's like only for one person out.
That's the worst part. This is why
our numbers are down.
Yeah.
Brad Clapper's gonna hang up. We're gonna stop listening.
Yeah, here we have a chance to tell our fans and listeners how much we appreciate him, and then Matt's always cutting him out. He's always like,
Matt's just mad that it's a friend that he doesn't have.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, all the friends I have are in this room, actually.
Yeah. He's like, I need more time to talk about these shirtless boys.
That's right.
Yeah, Brad Clapper, sorry.
I need to talk about video game some more.
Brad Clapper, well, I'll leave this in. There's two things you have to do. You have to send me a shirtless pic and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Until I have visual proof of either of those, or both of those, rather, cutting this out.
Well, how is he going to know if you cut it out?
I'm obviously not going to cut it out now.
Little PhD boy. Little PhD boy over here. Don't even make sense. I'm going to cut something out. Anything else?
Definitely.
I got a beef.
Right.
Beefing with my main man, Brian, who I shouted out last week.
Mm.
He's David Aldridge wrote this thing about the Sixers.
Right.
And, you know, triggered every Sixers fan. Because there's not a single Sixers Twitter person who, when someone mentions the Sixers, cannot go on a 10-tweet rant, like, just being like, you're so wrong, you're so wrong, like, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. Everything has worked out perfectly, you know? And so he's, like, talking, whatever, and people are bust. And then Brian writes, Aldridge, how does Colangelo's dick taste? And then he's, like, asking for John Hill. Like, don't put my name in some David Aldridge slander. Brian, I love you, man. But like, I also love David Aldridge. I'm not trying to get blocked by him.
Right.
Shout out for you know, beefing, but also beefing for, like, you know, putting my handle.
Wait, is he Fetty Swap?
No. This is Brian. Just straight up.
Oh, Brian. Just Brian
Kutza.
Oh yeah, shout out to me. I got the new Twitter avatar. I don't know if you guys saw my new name on Twitter. Everyone, I still at Tweet Matt Hill, but I'm a little Vlati. Is that how you pronounce it?
Is that how you pronounce it?
It's like little Yachty.
It's like little Yachty, but Vladi, like Vladi Divac. And then my picture is Vladi Divac with the little Yachty hair. So
you are so washed.
Pretty great.
You are so
pretty
washed.
Pretty good. And you tweeted at LeVar, and I roasted you pretty good back.
Yeah, you said you called me head like Melon, face like Ellen. Accurate.
Oh, that was so good. What was the rest of it?
Head like Melon, face like Ellen.
Yeah.
Send help, # washed.
That's true. That's me. That's me. You just accurately described my looks.
Yeah, you're not a big baller.
I got a big baller head, though.
Yep.
Thank you. Last shout out for me. There's a great article today at The Ringer by John Gonzalez about this electrician.
I read that.
Dude, this article is great. There's this electrician who did the new Sixers practice facility, and he hid notes about Sam Hinkie all over the facility. Like, in the light bulbs, it says, like, trust the process. Hinkie died for this. It's, like, all over the... And he has pictures of it all. It's, like... So as he was doing it, he took pictures, and it was, like, just basically, like, Hinkie messages, like, all over the...
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's amazing.
In the light switch, on the inside.
Yeah.
Like, in the offices and stuff.
And the best part was, apparently, Hinkie wanted some, like, dingy office. Like, some, like, regular office. And then once Colangelo took over, he was like, no, scrap all these plans. Like, I want this giant office with, like, this glass and, like, automatic blinds and all this stuff.
Dude, you better watch out. Colangelo's probably have mob ties, dude.
Yeah,
thanks for coming on. Like us on the Facebook. Follow us on
Twitter.
Oh,
yeah, do that. Why don't you start sharing our podcast a little more? We put out a great product.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks for coming on, Dave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking our money.
Well, you haven't paid yet.
I haven't paid. I don't carry cash on me. But I will pay you in Vegas, probably. I'll be definitely.
Oh, $10 in Vegas is $20. So.
That's right. And I can't wait to wager against the 76ers making the playoffs in Vegas.
They're not making the playoffs.
They're favored to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a fool's bet.
I know. That's why betting them not to make the playoffs makes some money. Yeah.
I looked at it. It's going to be very tough.
For them to make the playoffs?
Because you need a lot of teams to fail. And I don't think...
also, you need Joel Embiid to be healthy the whole year. Yeah. So
I think they'll be really good. I think they're going to end up a little short.
Right.
Yeah. Because Miami didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. Really so good. I'm definitely making money on that. Yeah. And I'm definitely also betting the Lakers not to make the playoffs. Sorry, oh, LeVar.
Yeah. Well, LeVar is not going to be happy about that.
I know. All right, anyways, thanks for listening. Until next
week. The Bulls made a trade.
Keep hooping. Keep hooping. Dave, you want to say keep hooping? Do you want to say it?
Keep hooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting? You're now listening to Super Hoopers. They are a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game. Super Hoopers. Can you dig it? Super Hoopers. That's what you say, bro. We just formed a fucking wall. Super Hoopers. I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Super Hoopers. That's terrible.